Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your hosting couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, September 16th, 2013.
And this is episode 126.
Hi, Jay.
In the mix. What's going on, babe?
126 in the mix. It sounds like a FM station.
Yeah, 126.
126 FM.
This is 126 FM in the mix. You reached Jay and Renee Valentine, Valentine Cast, and we are so glad you're listening in to us here, coming from you, no other but Louisville, Kentucky.
You gotta practice that a little bit, then we can be on the radio.
Oh, okay,
but that wasn't, podcast is good enough.
But that wasn't too bad.
Off the cuff. No. That was mildly impressive.
Yeah. So we with Jay and Renee Valentine from Louisville, Kentucky, just a couple here, and we like talking about, you know,
I like talking about everything
media
because I don't know how to stop talking.
Our lives.
As boring as they may be.
I know, and I get to surprise you with stuff that just shows up, and
what did you buy?
And I just get to show you right on the show.
What'd you buy?
And we'll get to it in tech, you know. But
is that something you told me about, or you just popped up out of nowhere?
Define told you about.
Mention it before the show?
Before the show. Yeah, I told you about this before the
right
show.
Right before the show?
No. It's probably like 6 months ago.
Oh, my God. That doesn't constitute telling me. It's mentioning it a long time ago.
The bleep doesn't mean telling you.
I'm just saying. I'm telling you what it does and does not mean.
You can't give me the criteria.
Sure I can.
And then once I tell you the answer, you can't then go back and change it.
Sure I can.
You can, but it's not right.
Okay. There you go.
That is not right.
That's what
right.
You should say.
That is not right. That is not the way to do
it. I use Jay's. Sure I can.
You trapped me. That was just entrapment, you know.
Have you seen that movie with Catherine Zeta-Jones?
Oh, yes. I saw that movie with Catherine Zeta-Jones. I used to have the biggest thing up for Catherine.
I mean, how could you not? Her name is Zeta Jones. This is the coolest name.
I know, and she's pretty.
And she's pretty. Or purdy, as Jay calls
she's
it.
Purdy.
She's purdy.
She's pretty. I like her. I like your hair.
Catherine Zeta Jones.
Yeah.
Because you can't say Miss Jones. You got to say Catherine Zeta Jones.
It's me and Mrs. Jones.
You're saying it wrong.
Mrs. Jones.
We got a thing going on. We just lost some listeners. I apologize, y'all. We get going, and it's hard for us to stop.
Hello.
We won't.
Hello, Kroger.
Hello, this is a courtesy call from your Springhurst Center Kroger Pharmacy. We are calling to let you know your prescription is ready for pickup.
She sounds so
nice.
If
you have any questions or would like to speak with our pharmacist, please call 502.
You're not calling my pharmacist. Y'all think y'all slick.
What, you think they would troll the pharmacy?
Yeah, they'll call the pharmacy.
What are you saying? What are you saying about our listeners?
Trollololo. Yeah, you know who the one that would call, right? Mo Halen would call, and he would troll our friends.
Mo Halen said he paid for us to go to BlizzCon.
He did?
No, he didn't, but.
Oh.
I was hoping he would.
So, who's going to BlizzCon? I want to know who's going to BlizzCon. If you live in Kentucky and you're driving, won't you take Renee and I with you?
That's okay. We can just ride in the trunk.
You know,
we don't need much room.
We don't need much room. We even pay for one of the hotel rooms.
Right? We will.
Yeah.
That's a bit so, much.
So somebody take us. We want
to
go.
I've never been to BlizzCon. And unless Nerdtacular doesn't happen one year, I don't think I'll go.
So, never mind. I was about to ask the question.
No,
yet.
What?
Let's say something happens by next Nerdtacular.
Okay.
And we don't go.
Okay.
Would we try to go to BlizzCon that year?
Maybe.
Okay. Well, cool. All right. Well, let's get right on to some
weekend wrap up.
Boom. Man.
That's how you people say it, right?
It's been a while since we played that, hadn't we?
It has been a while.
It has been a while. So we had a Canadian invasion this weekend.
Mr. Jeff Sayer
came to visit us from none other than Toronto,
Bronco,
Canada,
with his Canadian accent
and his sorry.
In his sorry,
he drug his sorry butt into our house.
Sorry, it's so awesome. He was like, whenever he apologizes, and he apologizes a lot, like, sorry.
Well, it's more. You know what? I think, in Canada, I take that sorry. As excuse me, or as excuse me, I think. Do you agree?
They use it as they do use it as.
I think it's more.
Excuse me.
I think it's more of an excuse me than anything.
Sorry.
Like, sorry. Yeah.
But then, they also do use it as an apology.
So they do.
It's not like they don't apologize.
Oh, they do apologize.
We fortified against his pet polar bear because every. Person in Canada has a pet polar bear.
Oh yeah, he didn't.
He fortified against polar bears.
Yep, but he did not bring his polar bear with him.
Yeah, so we got lucky
because he rode his bike down.
He did. The polar bear wouldn't fit.
And he took me for a nice ride around the block on the back of it. Yeah, he did. I got to hold him. I rode him back of it.
This was to happen when I was at work.
And I put my arms around him. I felt so secure.
Did you lay your head on his shoulder?
No, his shoulders are too large for me to lay my head on. Nah, I didn't ride. He didn't take me for a ride. There's no way.
The visual that I have of you with your arms wrapped around Jeff riding down around the block.
Right.
That is just awesome. And I know he would love that.
Because I'll have this big smile on my face.
You would.
Time.
You'd be like, hee hee.
You know. But yeah.
But it was awesome having him here. So he came in Thursday.
Yep, he came in on Thursday because it started raining pretty bad up in Ohio, and he was actually going to camp out, and then he was going to arrive into our house on Friday. So with all the rain that happened, he had to sit up under an overpass for about 30 minutes. Hands were soaked from the rain dripping into his gloves. His hands were the color of the dye of his gloves.
Yeah.
And so he was like, I'm sorry, guys, but can I come on Thursday instead of
Thursday
on Friday? I'm really sorry. And I said, it's okay. You know.
And then he said sorry again when he came in.
Yeah. But he
sorry,
said,
guys.
Sorry, guys. But he also said he was very grateful.
Yeah. And so they don't have real barbecue in Canada.
They have. Well, they have barbecue.
They have faux barbecue.
They have barbecue. It's just not like barbecue in America.
Faux barbecue.
They have barbecue. It's just, like I said, it's not like barbecue in America. And he also said that he usually doesn't get a lot of spicy stuff. You know, you can't just like get jalapenos.
Yeah, apparently Canada is not known for their spiciness.
Right. So Thursday we went out to Famous Dave's,
mm-hmm.
and he actually had his first try of collard greens at Famous Dave's. And this is his first time at Famous Dave's, and he seemed to enjoy it.
Yeah, he did. And I must say, Famous Dave's, they stuck their foot in that brisket. It was so good. And when I say stuck, is that a Southern thing? Stuck their foot in it?
Oh, it's a Southern black thing, I think.
Yeah, man, but they stuck their foot in that brisket. It was so freaking good.
Yeah. And so I guess to kind of explain the whole stuck your foot in it is more of a, there's a secret. So sometimes the joke with that is that there's a secret ingredient that no one would know. And then sometimes some people say they must have stuck their foot in it.
Must be toe jam.
It must be toe jam because that is the secret to any good meal. that you have that is Southern, you know, you stick your toe jam in it. And you know what? I want to take a brief moment of this week and wrap up. And I want to say hello to our chat room.
Hi, chat room.
I definitely just jumped into everything.
That's okay.
And I have to thank JK for coming in and saying, hey, right in the middle of that. And we said hi to everybody else before we start the show. But
we did.
Who we have with us today?
We have JK Grammer. And we have Moo Hagen,
mm-hmm.
and Punk Gopher, and Zabi.
Hey,
everybody.
Why am I seeing
we
seven?
We have women in the, huh?
I thought I saw seven.
There are seven people watching, but
oh,
we don't know.
Oh, there's somebody. Yeah, you pass it on to me. There's somebody watching that's not signed in.
Anything on to you.
So who?
I'm clean.
I wonder if it's Mr.
Jones.
No. Oh,
Mr.
Man.
Anderson?
No.
Mr. Cosby?
No, he's in Ohio, and I forgot his name. That War Crusher. Yes, Todd. I wonder if it's Todd because, you know, he has trouble signing the Twitch. But anyway, hey, Todd.
I like
that. I'm going to say it's you, Todd, but you may be listening to this
and the person,
afterwards.
And if it's not Todd, then the person.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I give you my Canadian sorry.
I'm sorry.
I mean, you can't do anything but accept my apology.
If you say it in a Canadian accent.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
It sounds like you're really sorry.
I am sorry.
And then Jay decided to go crazy at Liquor Barn.
Oh, yeah. But you have to admit, did he enjoy himself?
He did.
He enjoyed the beer that we got.
Because they don't have big, you know, big, huge liquor stores like we have here.
And the funny thing is that we found out on Sunday that Liquor Barn is actually
Canadian.
Operated out of Canada.
Yep, it's Canadian.
So it's like, it's really weird that they don't give that to their own country.
I don't know, it's messed up. But
they give it to us.
He
and then they give us crap about America, but they make us drunk, so we go around yelling, America.
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 Because that's part of what being drunk is. You gotta yell, America.
What?
Nothing. Don't laugh at you. So Jay and Jeff were tasting beer. While I just stood there looking at beer cheese because I don't drink beer.
Yep. So
they got three growlers and like four bottles of beer
on the wall.
And I was like, y'all are not gonna drink all that.
Right.
And Jay said, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't. And then he also brought me some Steam Whistle beer from Canada. And I have to say, this beer is really good. And I'm glad he brought it down. It makes me sad that I can't get this beer here locally. And it is very interesting that Moo Hagen and Zabi are drinking moonshine margaritas.
Because we have moonshine in the liquor store.
Because I saw the glasses of their dinner that looked amazing.
Right.
And I saw those glasses that I now know is moonshine margaritas. And I was like, those look really good.
I want some rice pilaf. But so Moo Hagen and Zabi posted these pictures of this salmon. I swear this salmon is huge. There's no way I could have eaten.
No, Renee would have been like, I can't eat it all.
I would have had half of that.
I can't eat a quarter of it.
I would have said that?
Right. So I want the recipe. Renee and I would like that recipe for the moonshine margaritas.
I would.
I guess it's just regular margarita mix and moonshine, But I'm still curious because Renee and I, we decided this weekend we're going to have one day or one Friday,
mm-hmm.
and we're just going to...
It'll be drinking day.
It's going to be a drinking day because we freaking deserve it.
We do deserve it.
We deserve a day where we're just going to drink and we're just going to stay in the house.
Friday. How about this Friday?
Maybe.
Maybe.
And we're going to call your mom and dad and... We're going to drunk call your mom and dad.
We don't want to do that.
Why not?
I might say something wrong.
You won't say anything wrong.
Drunk dialing the folks?
So I wonder if we can ride our bikes. if we're drunk. Can you get pulled over for riding your bikes drunk?
I want to say no.
Or, you know what? Public intoxication. Yeah, you probably can.
Yeah. We'd crash into somebody's mailbox or somebody's dog or somebody's kid.
Right.
Yeah, it's not a good idea.
Okay.
But then Friday, you got caught up with some crazy crap.
Oh, yeah.
Or we don't have to rehash it if
so
you don't like.
So, basically, I'm on.
Stuff.
Well, it wasn't even if I was on call because it doesn't even matter. I am on call, but that's not even what happened. We had a company-wide outage that lasted for a very long time. So I was on call. I was supposed to work from home. We got called. I got called on our way to the University Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to be coming back home that day because I had to I can't remember why I was coming back home. Oh, because I was on call.
Yes.
but I was told I need to come on into the office. And so I had to go in the office in my shorts, my shirt, and my loafers. And I had no shoes, no socks on. So I was there until 9 p.m. that night, and then had to come home. And I wasn't there myself. My whole team and a lot of our other teams were there. And so basically came home, took a nap, got back up at 2 a.m. to work on some other stuff, and about 3:45, went back to bed, had to get up at 7 for another meeting real quick to touch on some stuff, and then we went to go eat. It was just crazy. It was just a crazy, 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 crazy thing going on. And, you know, it just goes to show I enjoy my team that I work with, and I enjoy my company's department, you know, our IT department, because we all get together and we find the problem and we stick to it together, you know what I'm saying? There's mm-hmm. no finger pointing or anything like that, and we try to figure out what is going on, you know. So, absolutely love, love working for those guys. So,
so we had pizza that night.
So we had pizza,
but not just any pizza.
We had imperzelli.
Imperzelli.
Now, how do you feel since you claim that I've kept you from imperzellis? How do you feel? Now you had it twice. Within months, within a few weeks.
I guess you no longer keep it away from me.
So in a month,
you're no longer jealous of us.
In a month,
this
you had
thing,
it two times.
This thing that
she had this two times.
I'm talking this thing that me and Impulsaries had.
Okay,
you can't keep us away from one another.
All right,
we have such a deep, deep love connected by tomato sauce and cheese.
See, you know she didn't say toppings in Prezelli's because I'm the one that told you she doesn't eat the toppings.
I do.
You do now.
You act like I don't eat.
Called you out on it.
No, you. Okay, people think I pick the toppings off my pizza. It's not that. If toppings happen to drop off my pizza, I tended to not eat them.
And I'm just like, what is wrong with you? Now I feel bad because now I don't get her toppings when she eats pizza. So that's one of the downsides. And then also on Saturday, we went to Chewy's, and before we went to Chewy's, we went to Waffle House, and in between Waffle House and Chewy's.
Yeah. Oh, and Jeff liked Waffle House.
He did.
He liked it. Yay. It worked out.
And between Waffle House and Chewy's, we managed to start playing Firefly, my board game.
And Jay had this weird, I don't know why you thought I would not want to play with you.
Because you don't
you
like
competition. You just had it in your head.
The last time we played, what's the one, the other board game I have? Dominion.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't like playing it.
It was just two people. It's not as fun with two people.
But.
So let's talk about the Firefly game because a lot of people wanted to know about it.
Okay.
Because it's not technically out yet.
Okay, so Firefly is a game done by, I can't remember the name of the company. It's the same company that did Spartacus. And basically, the motto of the game is get a crew, get a job, and keep flying.
That doesn't mean anything.
So basically, it's more of a resource type game where you're flying around the galaxy, trying to keep away from the Reavers, keeping good with the Alliance, and you can go out and you can misbehave by doing jobs for Patience or Niska or Badger and three other and Harkin,
Amandul,
and
you said Patience, right?
Yeah,
and
there's
Niska,
one more
Badger.
Person. There's one more person I cannot
but
remember.
No, it's five, right? Or six.
I thought it was six, but it's probably
but,
five.
But basically, on your turn, you can do two of any four actions.
Right.
You can buy...
You can buy, fly,
deal, or work.
Right.
So you can buy crew and gear. Deal, you can get jobs mm-hmm. from the different people, and you have to be at certain hubs. So you have to fly to the hubs to buy and fly to the hubs to deal. You can work, which means you can get, you can start doing the job.
Mm-hmm.
And you can finish a job.
Right.
And you can fly. And there are other intimate rules. Intimate. There are other rules that surround.
What's the intimate rules?
It didn't make sense. Rules? It's what. If I take something back, you can't get on me. Because I say it sounds stupid.
Yeah,
I take it back and then you get on me.
I can. Just like so, you can change the criteria.
Criteria.
Yeah.
I like criteria.
Yep.
I love it. But anyway,
see,
so
you
notice
she had to tell me she loved me after she laughed at me.
Because I'm nice.
That's like.
It's not.
But hold up. So
it's not like Settlers of Catan, Settlers of Catan, you take over and someone else can't get it.
No, it's not. And so you have like fuel and your ship, you can upgrade parts on it, and you have like a stash and you have cargo.
There's lots of moving parts.
There's a lot of moving parts, but once you get going, it's really good.
So at first, yes, I read through the entire rule book just so we would know.
I'm glad we did.
And in the first couple rounds, we were a little slow and fuming, looking at the rules. After that, we were gone. It didn't take long.
Because pay fuel. You had to buy fuel.
Buy fuel. new parts.
You have to pay your crew. Or if you don't pay your crew, they get disgruntled when you do jobs.
Yep.
And then when they get disgruntled, somebody else can come and buy your crew from you.
Yeah,
while they're disgruntled, and it's freaking amazing.
And you'd be surprised how much like the show.
Yes,
it feels when you're playing.
Yeah, it
does. Like, there's a card where you turn over. You're flying, you get either a Reaver card or an Alliance card. And if you turn over the Reaver card, there's one card that says the person to your right moves the Reaver ship one space. Well, I was on. No, it was Jeff's left or something like that. But I was the one. No, Jay was moving him,
uh-huh.
And Jay was moving the Reaver cutter like one space. Jay, and then Jeff would move one space, and Jay would move one more space. It was great,
right?
So it was like he was chasing Jeff across the verse, and every time that Jay moved the Reaver ship, you would say the
yeah, I would make the Reaver noise.
Yeah, it was a really fun game. If you get it when it comes out, keep in mind games are long.
Yep.
Took us about 3.5 hours for our first playthrough.
Right.
With two people, it's about 2 hours. They actually have a solo mission you can play, which I think is pretty cool.
And J.K. Grammer, it's actually a Firefly class ship, not a Serenity ship.
Oh my God! Don't, JK, ignore him.
Well, I'm just saying. Now, if I, okay.
JK, it's actually.
Okay, let me just say this. Now, I know JK is 10 Ford podcast, Star Trek, you know, connoisseur, right?
Right.
Now,
butthole, Jay.
If I mess up something, if I mess up something, I say the Starship.
Or you say
Starship Falcon.
Or you say Star Trek.
Yeah, if I say Star Trek or something like that, I expect him to give me crap. To be honest, I would. And I would want him to correct me. And it's with love.
Just not any haughtiness of actually, JK.
Actually, JK.
Because I am the Firefly actually, expert, let me tell you.
I am not. oh, gosh. It was a great game.
It was a great game. It was
so
fun.
Basically, the gist of it, think of it like this. If everybody knows what's going on, there's ways you can cut the time down.
You can look at what to buy beforehand.
Yep, and you can buy fuel while everybody else is doing their stuff. There's a lot of stuff going on, but give it. It's gonna be like an hour per person that you have playing.
Yeah, we'll
say
that.
I think that's a good way of saying it. And then once everybody keeps learning and stuff like that, I absolutely love the game. It was $50. It comes out either this week or next week or it's September. I guess you're wondering how I got it. At Gen Con, a good friend of mine, Wayne, was up there. We were going to go up there, but since he was up there, I asked him to get me a copy. He braved the crowd and got me a copy and myself a copy. Yes, me and myself. And he also got one for him as well. So
there's three copies.
No, there's two copies.
Him, me, myself, and him.
Yeah.
But so we played Firefly for a while. It was great. And then after Firefly, we took him to get what he doesn't get a lot, which is Tex-Mex.
Yep, we went to Chewy's.
Good Tex-Mex.
It was.
We had the ooey gooey Chewy, which we
actually called it ooey gooey. I looked at the.
It's just the ooey gooey.
I don't think the Chewy's in there.
But I like Chewy.
I do too. I like
gooey Chewy. We'll say that.
Yep.
Tried that. Loved it. He had his burrito. I had my tacos that I have all the time because I'm addicted. It was great. And then we went home and we all dropped into a food coma.
Yeah, we all took a nap.
Promptly.
One, I was tired. I went in the food coma.
Everybody took a nap.
I wasn't.
Jeff took a nap.
You two were in a food coma. I was just tired
from
the previous day because I was actually going to try to stay up. And I was just like, you know what? They sleeping. I think I'm going to go to sleep too. So I took a 2 hour, 3 hour nap.
It was great. Yep. We woke up refreshed and we just hung out that night, I think.
Yep, we did. And then on Sunday, we finished the game, Firefly game.
Yeah, we finished the Firefly game after we woke up. Yep. Yeah.
But on Sunday, it was dinner with the Crockers.
Yeah, and it was great. And took him to my house. My family is wonderful, so they greeted him with open arms.
Mm-hmm.
I loved how my mom hugged him because we're huggers in our family.
He was like, oh, okay.
And he was like, oh, okay. That's like... then I said, just like he said it. Yep. Ooh, ooh, okay. I said he's not a hugger, but hug him anyway, because that's how it is.
Right, right. So
we hug. If you ever meet Jeff,
right,
I'm telling you now that he's a hugger.
Right.
He might say he's not. Don't listen to him.
Right.
He loves hugs. Yes, JK, you can butt squeeze him too. But I'd be aware if you want to keep your head, you might not want to.
But you can't butt squeeze Miss Crocker.
You can't butt squeeze my mom. Please don't butt squeeze my mom.
Right.
If you come to dinner.
Or Renee.
Anyone is welcome to come down and go to dinner with my family. They're very welcoming. We had ham. We had real collard greens he had for the first time because we don't count famous days. He had collard greens and southern macaroni and cheese and ham and cornbread muffins and great chicken that my dad made.
That grilled chicken was really good.
Go on.
I'm not sure what he did this time. It was
a little spicy.
It was really good this time.
It was good.
I mean, it's always good, but it was, I don't know. He must have rubbed it on the bottom of his foot or something.
And then when we got there, my dad was watching old videos. So we grilled him for not getting his videos transferred to DVD.
Right.
It's been on his list for 4 years, y'all.
Yep.
4 years.
Then I also said, when I'm going to see some videos of Renee.
And he said, I do show videos of Renee.
I was like, well, did you see the one with the, did you see the one from the field, track and field? It's always the ones where
it's always the embarrassing ones.
Right, right.
That's what he does.
I'm just like, where are the cute ones where Renee's singing to the camera or something? Or
they're there. There's one of me for Christmas. Deidre and I are on the steps singing 12 Days of Christmas.
Aw, see, that's what I want to see.
Yeah, and I'm really little on that one. I'm like 7 or 8.
Aw. Our door is open.
Yeah.
You know, we have a guest room.
We love guests.
We love guests. We don't allow smoking in the house.
no smoking.
No
Sorry,
smoking
y'all.
In the house. You have to go outside and smoke.
And we have dogs.
And we have dogs.
So if you don't like dogs, don't come here.
Right. And I'm just going to say, we don't do like a fancy tour or anything else. If you just want to come somewhere
and just hang out. And like, we aren't big on doing a bunch of stuff.
Right.
That's not our thing.
If you want to just come, just hang out. if you just want to sit there and play with your iPhone, Vita, 3DS,
we're
or whatever.
We're down with that, too.
We're down with
that,
too.
If you want to get away from your kids or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. So
Zabi, our meetup is whenever I get off of my butt and decide where we're going to go eat.
When things slow down is when
our meetup,
when
is,
our meetup
be.
Is going to happen.
But I have to say, I am my father's child. Dad was grilling Jeff over the ways of Canada. And that's what I would do. So.
And I have to ask, Mohegan. Maybe I should have asked this, or I should have gave you the Amazon link. Did you order via Amazon? Because Mohegan ordered Firefly Game.
And if you ordered via Amazon, did you use one of those lovely links?
Oh, no, I'm not worried about the link thing. It was just more...
like through Amazon or not?
Oh, but, is it on the... It's not on Amazon anymore?
Oh, not on Amazon anymore. Well, apparently he ordered it through something.
Yeah, he
claims a war link you gave him.
Yeah, he ordered through the company, which is fine.
It's a fun game.
It is.
I'm excited. Jay and I are going to play.
We are.
And maybe we'll play this weekend.
It was actually Firefly, because on, I'm looking at the list on BoardGameGeek.com. It was one of the top games.
Oh, was it?
It was.
So that was our weekend with Jeff. He left this morning. We were all really sad. And he had grits at Bob Evans yesterday morning.
He did.
He said it's just like cream of wheat, but bigger.
He tried to say they were like grits.
They're not. Like cream of wheat.
Right.
Grits and cream of wheat are not the same.
Right.
Not the same. But anyway, so that was our weekend with Jeff, and it was glorious. And we didn't play much Final Fantasy, but that's okay because Jeff was here. I'd rather... have him here than play Final Fantasy.
Aww. You'd rather have me here than... Aww.
Yeah. Of course. Cool.
We want more people to come play with us, including you, Mr. Feisty, who's just across the river.
Technology.
Oh, yeah. Technology. It's been a while
since
we talked about some technology. So today, this past weekend, tech... I think it was last week. Sony announced PS Vita for TV.
Yeah, and this is exciting because sometimes I don't feel like playing on a small Vita screen.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and it's like a $99 top, TV top box or whatever you want to call them. It's just a little box. It looks, I think someone said it looks like, I don't know what they said it looks like a small envelope, I guess. So basically, it allows you to play some Vita titles and whatnot, and it will also allow you to stream your Vita games to it, as well as, if you have a PS4, stream your PS4 games to it as well.
Does it do Roku?
I don't know. I don't know yet. I mean, it hasn't came out
when
yet.
When it comes out, they need... Sorry, not Roku. When it comes out, it should do Netflix and all that stuff.
Okay.
I mean, and I'm just saying what it needs to do.
Okay.
Cause
it doesn't need to do anything but play Vita games.
And die.
play Vita games and die.
Eventually, it'll probably die.
Right.
But so I find this interesting just because having it on the big screen. Now, how it'll look on the big screen is...
It's supposed to be 1080. They've been reformatted to 1080p.
Okay. Because so. I'm a little concerned about that.
Yeah.
I know your ears perked up when you heard about it.
A little bit. I talked about it a little bit with Tom and him on Frame Rate. My ears did perk up a little bit. I'm curious more than anything right now.
Right.
And speaking of other streaming devices, I have access to a Google Nexus. I got a Google Nexus last week. I didn't personally get it, but I have one in my possession that I use for testing and stuff like that. And I have to say, the Google Nexus 7 is nice. It makes me excited for the iPad mini Retina display more than anything. The way that the Google Nexus also works with the Chromecast is just a tiny bit better with the Google Nexus, which is expected because it is... Google and Google.
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying? So there's some integration there. And that's expected. I really like the device. if I couldn't have an iPad mini, I definitely would have one. So there you go.
There you go.
Media. Movies, books, comics, TV.
You know, I like that long bump because it gives me a moment to just think. Because it's that long.
Do you close your eyes and pretend you're not with me? Is that what you're doing?
No.
Is that what you're doing?
No. I'm closing my eyes and I'm thinking I'm making sweet love.
Moving on. So, the movie that we had last week, I knew we wouldn't get done because we were going to have company.
Yep. So, it's Bronco's fault.
It's Bronco's fault. We did not watch Volcano High, Punk Gopher.
Uh-huh.
Blame him.
Yep.
But that is this week's movie.
I was going to queue it up and watch it this week, but there was just so much stuff we want to do. Like, we'll be sitting there talking, and it was like, hey, have you seen that YouTube video of the New Zealand rugby team?
Oh, my gosh. Jay must have watched, like, 5 New Zealand rugby videos.
What do they do? You know, so, yeah.
So Volcano High will be saved for this weekend, probably.
It will be.
And no spoilers, but Breaking Bad, holy shite.
Told you. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, my God. This was the best episode of the entire season.
So there are 2 episodes left.
Oh,
can you believe
it? It's like you can't even talk about it without
I'm a little sad.
Spoiling it. I am, too.
That it's going to be over. You know, I'm a little
sad. Yeah, it's, I've enjoyed it, and it's going to be sad to see it go. But this was a really good episode. A lot of stuff happened this episode. A lot. And
can I talk about who won MasterChef?
Is that a spoiler?
I don't know. Oh, I watched the finale of MasterChef. And the person that won, I'm glad they won.
Yeah. Jay was kind of rooting for the person that won.
You know, I like both of the people. I will admit that. I like both of the people. And I was glad.
I thought you didn't like
the other person. They were okay. But as far as skill, I like them.
So Jay's, 2 of Jay's favorite reality shows are cooking shows.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Because, yeah.
Does that inspire you to be a chef? Is that what that does?
It doesn't. It makes me hungry, though.
So they're having MasterChef Kids version. I want to know what you think about this. Is this something you want to watch? It's premiering the 27th.
I'm curious to see it because I'm curious to see how Gordon's going to be with them.
You think he's going to yell at them?
I don't think he's going to yell at them.
Not like he's doing.
Not with the adults, but I think he may be. I hope he'll be a little hard on
him. He didn't really yell at the master chef. He yelled at the other people, the kitchen people.
Yeah, the Hell's Kitchen.
The Hell's Kitchen, because they were in his kitchen.
Right.
He was just more disappointed.
Right.
In MasterChef, and if he does that, kids are going to cry.
Yeah.
Because kids hate when people are disappointed in them.
Yeah. So
maybe it was just me.
Yeah. So I'm gonna admit a little bit. This is the bad. See, some people think I'm mean for this.
You probably are.
I want to see how some of the kids react. I don't see how mature they are.
You want to see them cry, is what you want.
No.
It's okay. You can say that.
I don't want to see them cry.
You can say that.
I don't want to see them cry.
I think
cry.
It'll be a little funny.
I just want to see what happens.
I just want to see the big tears. It'll be like, oh, suck it up. You're on a reality show.
You get no paid.
Crying in reality shows.
Nah. But then also, we'll probably see how more mature they are than some other reality show people.
Yes, true.
So
you have a point.
So I'm really curious about it and stuff. Renee, you played some Luigi Mansion.
I did. I've been playing Luigi's Mansion. Got back into it, and it's fun.
I'm glad you like it.
Not so into the rating they give you. I don't care about that because I'm more of a look at every little thing and go back. Because if you go back in rooms, you'll get more money.
Okay.
So I'm a more go back in rooms, get more money.
Okay.
I take way too long. I die. But so I'm not good for getting, you know, the 2-3 stars, but I'm having fun. Luigi's Mansion.
Yep, and I beat these monster blob, from space.
Yeah, talk about that.
From outer space, monster blob attacks. That Nicole.
You played it so long, you think you know the name.
I always get it wrong. It's the game that Nicole talked about, said that I should play. And
Tales from Space, Mutant Blobs Attack.
Right. And so I beat it yesterday, and I'm excited about it. It's ready for Renee to play. And, you know.
It's not my really. I don't know. I might play it.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's my thing.
Yep. So now I think I'm going to either play Golden Compass or Guacamole. I'm not sure. Yeah. Guacamole.
All right. So, and I finished Papo and Yo. And this is a puzzle game.
Mm-hmm.
It's not long at all. I finished it in 3.5 hours. So perfect. It's not long. But it's so good. It pulls at your heartstrings. Every puzzle is different. And that's cool in a puzzle game. You never get bored of the puzzles. And it left me wanting more. And I definitely recommend Papo and Yo. I know it was on sale on Amazon for like $3.95 the other day. If you find it on sale, there is no excuse not to get it.
You should have bought a copy and gifted it to somebody.
I should have.
But you're not nice like that.
Yeah, I don't think of things like that like you. I'm not nice. And, so Papo and Yo, check it out. Puzzle game. The main character is a young Brazilian boy named Kiko. So it's so good. And it's different. When you find a video game that's different, that intrigues me. Like the Tale of Two Brothers, like the game called Two Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm interested in that one. Right. So.
And also, looking here at the notes, Steam Family Share. Talk to us about that, babe.
So I saw briefly, there's a beta coming, I think it starts tomorrow. Steam Family Share.
Mm-hmm.
What it is, you can share the library of one of your friends and family and vice versa. So you can't play while they're playing, obviously, but you can play their game without having the game installed. This excludes third-party games, subscription games, stuff like that. Someone mentioned they think it's going to be just Valve stuff at first, like Portal.
That makes sense.
Like that.
I mean, because it's their stuff.
Right. So, it's interesting. So, Jay and I are definitely going to be our others, of course.
Yeah.
And Kim, she said we're family already.
Oh.
Love you, Kim. Yep. That's awesome.
Yep.
So, I'm excited about it. I mean, it's good. Now, I wonder if game people will mind it. Because it's like other people can play a game without having to pay for it. So, I wonder if the sellers of the games will be upset.
They're going with the whole, you know, it's no different than sharing the games, but you know, it may cut down I wonder if it'll cut down on piracy, you know, if that's their big concern.
It could be,
you know,
it could be.
And then also, yesterday, Renee and I were guests on Sci-Fi Tech Talk.
We were.
This was episode 61 for Julie Bronco, aka Jeff, and Mike McPeak. This was episode 00061, and it was about flying cars. And we talked about Where's My Flying Car and things that we, you know, thought and cool flying cars. And it was great being on the show. So go check it out over at scifitechtalk.com.
Over there.
Yep. That's exactly where you need to go.
The fridge is not prepared.
All right. And you know what? I think I'm not going to break this plateau of this weight loss thing.
Well, I think you will. You think you won't, but I think you will.
You know, the good thing about this is that I haven't been stressing. And I haven't been stressing about it. But I am sitting still at 108.8 lost.
How about that?
And I haven't budged.
But I think it's okay.
But the only thing is that my clothes are getting bigger, so I'm slimming down. I don't know.
Well, that's really all that matters.
I think my fat is falling away and or turning the muscle or something. I don't know.
However that works.
However that works. But apparently I'm at 348.
Mm-hmm.
And I weigh less than some family members. I'm not going to call them out.
Right.
And they're amazed that my waist is smaller than theirs. So I don't know. I just don't know.
Well, just keep at it.
Yeah.
You know, if you feel your clothes are getting bigger, if I keep having to say, babe, that's too big, then
that's
you know
big.
You're in the right direction.
Yep.
So.
Nah. But some folks are asking, you know, Moo Hogan asked, did I start training? No. I didn't, because I'm lazy.
Yeah, but hey, we can. I think exercising is kind of like losing weight. You'll do it when you're ready.
Right, right.
And apparently, we ain't ready.
And it didn't help that the Weight of the Nation said 80% of weight loss is by
food,
cutting food.
I wish they hadn't said that. I wish.
Exercise.
You know what? They probably did say exercise was good in there.
Food. They did say exercise was good, but do not rely on it for you to lose weight.
I mean, it's pretty day.
Yeah.
Days are pretty.
Yeah.
Walks should be required.
Yeah. And you know what? I haven't rode our bikes since I got it tuned up.
Time to ride bikes.
Yeah, maybe we should go on. We can drink on Friday. When we get through drinking after work,
go ride bikes. Babe, drunk. I'll fall.
Right, that'd be fun.
Don't worry, y'all. We aren't going to ride bikes drunk. So,
yeah.
I do have the total for the frog pants people.
All right, so how are our frog pants people doing?
140 people have lost 734.7 pounds.
Man, that is 5.2 pounds per person.
It is. That's up from 5. It was 5.01 pounds last week. So
that is
everyone's
amazing.
Doing great, and I'm proud of everybody. Keep
yep.
it going.
Yep.
Lose it for us because yep. we're apparently stalled. So good job.
And
I'm an inspiration to no one at the moment.
I know, right? Next year, everybody gonna be like, Jay.
Not an inspiration.
You ain't Jack. So if you want to join the Frog Pants Lose It group, we're on Lose It. But you can find all the information where you can join is at facebook.com/groups/frogpantslosing. So, yeah, go hang out with us over there.
Do it.
Well, Valentine's
odds and ends.
Thank you, Mr. Feisty, who turned older on Saturday.
He had a nice birthday.
You know
said.
What? We should have just bum rushed over to Indiana and saw him and been like, "We're here."
I mean, he, as far as I know, he was doing family stuff.
I know. He's like, "We're here." You say we don't come over. Look, we're here, but nah. So we have some birthdays today. None other than Mr. O'Coin.
I know. Happy birthday, Dan Oscar.
Happy birthday, Oscar.
As we know him by
Oscar.
Oh, I miss him.
Yeah.
I miss you, Dan.
Yep. And we want to say happy birthday to Jordan Chilton from the Tadpool.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
And then on Wednesday, Shanna Banana's birthday, who is Dan's wife. Shanna Banana's birthday is Wednesday.
Yep.
And, I bet that was cool when they met. Like, my birthday is this day. My birthday's 2 days after that.
That's probably what your mom and dad did.
Oh, probably.
And then also on Wednesday is none other than Muirton Glenn.
Happy birthday, Glenn.
And guess whose birthday is on Friday?
Strumpet's birthday is on Friday.
Happy birthday, Strumpet.
Woo!
Yep. And then on Saturday.
Tanner's birthday.
Tanner, that is Salem. What do we call him? Salma Am.
Yeah, I can't remember. I can't remember what we called him. We called him something funny.
Yes. Oh, man. What was it?
But now I just know him as Tanner now. After
Selma Sue's birthday.
It's on Saturday. And also on Saturday, Mary Henderson, who I had the wonderful pleasure of meeting at Nerdtacular.
Yes.
Her birthday is Saturday. Have a very happy birthday,
Have
Mary.
A happy birthday.
And I have two odds and ends that I want to share with you all. Two projects that I started.
All right.
I started a project. I started up some projects. I didn't start it up, but I'm in on it. The wonderful Kim Price has been sharing her childhood memories, and I mentioned how I would like to do that too. So she said, hey, do you want to do this with me? This Tumblr, this childhood memory Tumblr. And I said, oh yeah, of course. It is shareyourchildhood.tumblr.com. Mm-hmm. You can go and submit your stories for everybody to see. Kim and I and a few other people have already put some up there. I put one up there called Cold Hearted Snakes. Go and check it out. See what that's all about. And I've also started a podcast with the wonderful Aprilian from Control Alt Wow. This is Control Alt TV, Orange is the New Black edition. What we do is basically a commentary of Orange is the New Black. We watch the show, we comment during it, we talk about it. There was a lack of Orange is the New Black podcasts that really delved into what was going on and didn't miss anything. So you'll find that on the Control Alt Wow feed, same as the Control Alt Wow podcast. So those are two new things I'm involved in. So go check those out.
Oh, yeah. So check them out. If you want to find out what we're up to and all the other good odds and ends, you can reach us by email at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can also see our blog at valentinecast.com. The podcast Twitter feed is ValentineCast. The Facebook page is Facebook.com/ValentineCast.
Yes, Facebook.com/ValentineCast. You can call us at 415-75-VCAST. That's 415-758-2278. To see video of our past podcasts, you can see us at YouTube.com/ValentineCast. YouTube.com/ValentineCast. Jay's Twitter feed is The Cowboy. That's TheCowboy. And my Twitter feed is The Ice Flow.
You ain't had to go fast.
Well, you told me to go fast.
Nah, I'm just messing with you.
I do nothing.
I didn't want to call you out for typing when I had to fill in for you just now.
You know what? I was talking to our chat room. Is that not a good excuse to be typing?
Oh.
During.
Oh. Did you see?
Did I see
Moon
what?
Moon Hogan.
What?
Is starting a new podcast.
Why Be Normal?
Why Be Normal podcast.
And I would love to hear more about that.
Yeah, you have to write us or tell us. Yeah, it's
what it's all about.
Mo Hogan. And Zobby. It's probably going to be a couple's
cast. I want to see Mo Hogan too, so you aren't the only one.
It's probably going to be a couple's cast. It is a couple's cast. But yeah.
It's a couple's cast? Heck yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm so there. I hope you all have live podcasts. But if not, I'll be okay with not live.
Yeah, yeah. You should do it like Mondays at 7:30 or 6:30, your time.
And see how that goes.
We'll be sad.
I'll be sad if you choose Monday night as a live night. About being prepared for the apocalypse?
Really?
Or being prepared for the rapture? Or being prepared for Batman?
He said prepared, P-R-E-P-A-I-R-D. That means that they were paired together before
Zubby said yes. So yes to all three. All three of mine.
It's about being taking your kids and marrying them off to somebody that
prepared. You paired
the couples together. Arranged marriage.
The pairing of the kids. Tracy
was
the
like,
marriage,
let me help Jay
and the
out.
Weddings and
he don't know what the hell he's talking about. All right, y'all. Y'all have a
All
great
right.
day.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Let me help this guy out. He don't know what the hell he's talking about.